you call that clabbered milk, or the milk is clabbered?
Sure, sure.
Now, did your mother ever make a pie in a deep dish that had a, it had a, maybe she'd put some pastry in the bottom, and then she'd put some fruit in, and then she'd put some another layer of pastry over that, and then kind of build it up that way?
What's called family pie?
Mm-hmm. And now when milk is produced, they send it to the dairy, and the dairy does all the processing of it. But years ago, you might just pour the milk through a piece of cloth.
That's what's called straining.
Did you use any particular kind of cloth for that, or just...
It had to be pretty good cloth.
And then a sweet liquid that might be served with pudding.
Syrup. Homemade syrup, they call it.
All right. Did you ever call anything like that dressing or gravy or sauce?
Well, I've heard it, yeah, I've heard it used.
What kinds of sauces did your mother used to make?
Sausage.
Sauces. Kinds of sauce. I ought to ask you about sausage, too, but different kinds of sauce.
Well, I don't remember now.
A kind of hot liquid that, well, we talked about this before, about drinking it barefoot.
Yeah, coffee.
Yeah. Now, when you're going to have some coffee, you prepare it, you probably wouldn't say, I'm going to prepare some coffee. You'd say, I'm going to...
make some.
Yeah. And was that... what kind of coffee did you used to make? How did they make coffee when you were a boy?
Well, they got the grain, and they parched it. Mm-hmm. Had to parch that grain, and then they had a grinder.
Mm-hmm.
They ground it up. And then some people would put that ground coffee in a small rag and tie it up, and some just poured in there.
Uh-huh.
They call it grounds.
Uh-huh. Now, if they use the same grounds, use it several times over. Sometimes people did that. Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Many people do.
All right. When you had coffee that way, would you have a special name for it?
Warmed over.
All right. And that would be like using the grounds a second.
That's right.
Using the grounds a second time. And if you're thirsty, you might just go over to the sink and get yourself a
cup of coffee.
All right, if you at the
spigot.
Yeah, you'd get yourself a, and you pour it in a
teacup.
Or you pour it in a teacup, or you could pour it in a you know, something that you pour other kind of cold liquids in.
Glass.
Yeah. Now, would you ever call that anything other than a glass?
Tumblers.
Now, is that different from
a
glass?
That'd be a larger glass.
Uh-huh.
A tumbler is one that's got a handhold on the bottom of it.
Oh, kind of like a stem.
That's right.
I see. And then, if the glass fell on the ground, you'd say that it fell on the concrete, you'd say the glass is...
broke.
Right. And if you might ask someone, how many glasses of water have you today?
How many glasses of water you drank today?
Yeah. You might say, how many glasses of water have you?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that? How many glasses of water have you?
No, I just say, how much water you drunk today?
Okay, that's all I meant. That's all I meant. If you had a big roast you had some people over for dinner. You had a big roast, and you might pass the meat over. It's already cut, and you pass the meat over to the person next to you. And you might say, "Go ahead and
have some."
All right. And if they pass something like that over to you, and